This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Next segment's longer, so we'll get into the left's accelerating violence with the top First Amendment lawyer and his horror of it, Mark Rondazzo. And again, you're like, okay, great. You know, he's a liberal, but a mainline liberal would attack him. He's a classical liberal. It takes a lot of courage. I mean, let me tell you, there are other top lawyers in this country who are, you know, and they are all scared to death. Their law firms won't even let them defend, not just me, but other conservatives and libertarians. There's a real chilling effect going on out there. And that's why if Kavanaugh was a bad guy on the First Amendment, that would be a big problem, and I would oppose his nomination. I just don't want to oppose his nomination and then get something worse. So in the few minutes we've got in this segment, you've done the deep dive on more of his rulings and statements, and you were critical earlier when you just kind of picked up some mainstream news, but you've actually read a bunch of the rulings last night, and now you're B+.
Well, you know, The case that I knew him about was that Abbas case, where he ruled that the anti-SLAPP laws shouldn't be used in federal court. I think that's a bad thing. I don't think his analysis was correct. He was following an opinion by Alex Kaczynski from the Ninth Circuit, who's his former mentor. And, you know, I can understand following your mentor. I got mentors out there that I will always respect them, even if they're wrong. I also didn't really like that he's a double Yale grad. I mean, I think if there's one
thing... He's a super white shoe boy.
Yeah, if there's one thing I think the Supreme Court really needs, it needs diversity. But I'm not talking about diversity of race or gender, although I think...
Maybe a state judge, maybe a regular trial lawyer.
Well, how about somebody who didn't go to Harvard or Yale? Because there is nothing magical about those institutions, you know, except...
People talk about cabals, who really secretly runs things.
Yeah.
It's Harvard or Yale. It's whether it's Zuckerberg, it's like every damn one of them.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of the smartest lawyers I've ever met, a guy by the name of Bob Kornrevere, he went to Catholic University of America. It's a third-tier school, and the guy will... You know, I mean, he's an idol of mine. So we're not talking about like something magical happens to you in Cambridge or New Haven that makes you somehow smarter. So that I didn't like. I didn't like his decision in Abbas, but you know, that's my.
But back to this, we can expand on this after we need to. But it's become a mafia. Even people that have gone there and have PhDs from there, like Dr. Boyle we have on, he explains that it's not that they're that good. They've gotten their people all into government, and now they're only incestuously, a form of nepotism, only bringing in their own.
Yeah, it's always, you know, it's always like a relief to me when I see that a judge wasn't necessarily from Harvard, Yale, or Stanford. I mean, there's no reason that we should be picking judges only from those places. Now, there's other schools that are, you know, I don't know why the heck you wasted your money to go there that I wouldn't want to pick people from, but that's a very limited list as well.
Well, you're from Georgetown. It was always respected that Georgetown's suing me. I mean, a very shameful behavior.
Look, Georgetown was the first time that I started getting looked at as a conservative when I was like, wait a minute, I'm a pretty left wing guy from Massachusetts, and I'm not buying into some of their deep political correctness.
We have the guy coming on who started the walk away movement in 30 minutes, and he's a liberal gay guy, and people are throwing him out of businesses, trying to attack him, all because he says, man, the Democrats have become like a cult.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I think it's sort of a natural reaction. Everybody was so shocked when Trump got elected, and, you know, the mantra on the Democrat side was, this is going to ruin the country, it's going to create the Fourth Reich, it's going to be the handmaid's tale if he gets elected. Well, now what happens if that doesn't happen? Then they're wrong. And you know what? If they can't be wrong, so they have to keep this narrative up that it's
the crisis narrative.
And, you know, and like, this is not healthy for us. You know, I see people who in families not talking to each other over politics. Are you kidding me?
I have people contacting and basically threatening my family because they're my parents or my wife.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it really is There's no need for it, and I think that anybody who starts to see that as a problem for any reason needs to reach across. And like, I hang out with people who don't agree with me at all. I love hanging out.
Yeah, because if you don't do that, you're in a cult. We'll be back with all the leftist violence. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Mark Rondazza, it's personal family stuff. You don't have to say it if you don't want to. But I was just talking about how they wage wars against our families.
Yeah.
Just because you're a First Amendment lawyer, the stuff that's happened to you. But I thought about taking my daughters to camp 10, 12 days ago to drop them off, and there was InfoWars stickers on trunks and like, you know, 10-year-old girls running up saying, "We love you," and all of the camp counselor boys, when I pulled up, because they were getting all the trunks and putting them on a trailer to go to their camps, like, "Alex Jones, we love you, taking pictures." But I saw some horrified liberal mothers, and they just don't get it. Like, why are the young people, ages like 6, 7, 8, 9, up to about 18, which they admit Generation Z is rebelling against SJW garbage?
Of course they do. I mean, that's a natural thing for kids to do. You know, it's like, look, back in the 80s, you know, I was a punk rock kid reacting against Reagan. And
I like punk rock. I mean, I like...
Well, conservatives, the new punk rock, man. I mean, that's really what it is right now. You know, you see these kids show... I look at these kids who are showing up to college in suits and styling themselves as conservatives. I don't care if they're misguided or not. I look at it, I'm glad they're finding a voice, and I'm glad they're not taking what their parents and their professors tell them as gospel, because... that's how the marketplace of ideas grows. That's how thought grows. Even if they come around, I mean, I admitted right here on air, my initial response to Kavanaugh was negative, and now I'm saying I did a little more research and I realize I think I was wrong. That's a great thing. When I see kids arguing with their parents over politics, whether it's when I was arguing with my parents saying, "Nah, Reagan's terrible," you know, this is just a horrible nationalistic jingoistic regime, and then I see kids doing the same thing to their SJW parents. That's wonderful. The kids are all right.
And of course, your dad, you were saying, is a huge "Make America Great Again" guy.
My dad is probably one of the biggest Trump supporters that exists. Yes, and that's I'm pretty middle of the road.
And he's doing it though, like in an area like Austin in Massachusetts.
Well, Massachusetts is about as blue as you can get. So, he drives around with his "I support Trump" sticker on his car, and he doesn't care what anybody thinks. Which, where did I get? That's the chip I got from the old man.
But that's good. I mean, that's especially when they're trying to bully you, then it makes it even more valuable and does make me more aggressive. When people come up to me and yell and call me names, I'm like, what planet are you from? Now, let's get into that since you mentioned it.
Yeah.
You mentioned over 4th of July, there were hundreds of attacks. The left calls it a new civil war. They call it, this uprising. Michael Moore, all of them are calling for it. Then I point out that they say they're launching it and they make a joke out of it. But let's roll some of that video of the water. Burger with the guy grabbing the "Make America Great Again" hat, throwing his iced tea on him. Let's go ahead and roll that audio. Then let's go into what happened in Portland. And then let's go into what happened this weekend in San Francisco. A Christian prayer vigil and grown men, Antifa, beating up women. So let's go ahead while you're talking and roll some of this video.
Well, you know, initially when, you know, we saw the video earlier of Richard Spencer getting punched. Now, I don't approve of that. I don't think it's okay to punch a Nazi. I think when you cross the speech violence divide, you're automatically wrong. But then it was, you know, it had this allure to it. You could look at like, well, I'm just punching Nazis. But then everybody who doesn't agree with you is a Nazi. And now it's this kid with his Make America Great Again hat, you know, getting attacked. And then it just becomes Nazis are people I want to punch. Now, what is the end result of that? It isn't like you can just...
You've just become a Nazi, because the Nazis dehumanize groups of people and then went after them.
Well, I mean, my position is nobody's a Nazi except the Nazis. I think even neo-Nazis today in America are not what 1930s...
Yeah, they're not a bunch of disgruntled World War I veterans that were half nerve-gassed and half alive, all right. Crazed following a psychopath.
But, I mean, I saw the best way I saw people to shut down Nazis was I saw a video a while back where this kid just followed a Nazi march with a tuba and played this silly, you know, boom, 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 the tuba sound to it. And it made them look so ridiculous. And I looked at it and I thought it was a thing of beauty. They're exercising their First Amendment rights. He's exercising his. And that was really even.
And the guy made a joke out of it.
Right. That was the way. Now, this, you see this kind of stuff. And you look at this, and you see this violence. I mean, people are really getting hurt, you know. And a lot of people think this just started in Charlottesville. This didn't start in Charlottesville. This started in Berkeley. You know, this started on the streets of D.C.
And the former hearts of supposed free speech.
Right, and what I don't want to see, you know, I see it goes from Richard Spencer to any kid in a MAGA hat, and, you know, next it's you or me.
Well, listen, I've told the story since the campaign. I never got it on tape till Seattle. They walk up in a restaurant in front of your family, and they knock your drink over, or they throw it on you. Because first it was F you. Then it's knock your drink over or throw something at you. And then now it's punch you in the back of the head. I had a guy in Hawaii, not this last time, the time before, big guy. And I was just smart enough not to do it. Walked by, slapped me in the back of the head, and called me a Nazi. Yeah. And so didn't catch it on tape, never really told the story until now. But this is what's going on, and it's getting bad.
It is, and here's the problem, is that the natural reaction is to show up with shields and helmets and fight back. And, you know, it's hard to tell somebody, don't do that, but I think that not reacting the same way, you know, I think the biggest strength that conservatives can have is don't react the same way. And, you know, maybe that means you got to take a punch and turn the other cheek. I mean, I'm not the most Christian guy in the world, but if that's the lesson you have to learn, because...
Well, I mean, I was sitting there...
I don't want to see us rise to a level of actual civil war. And right now, when I look at this, and I look at people attacking one another in the streets...
Men attacking women.
Oh, yeah. Look, Antifa, I mean, I know you don't like cussing on your show, so I won't say exactly what I think of them, but bring it on.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you say it, but we'll delay it for TV and radio. Go ahead.
That's all right. No, I won't, but... You know, those guys are a bunch of wusses. I mean, are you kidding? You're going to show up with a mask over your face to attack kids and women because you think that your politics are so damn correct, are so damn righteous, that gives you the right to cross the violence words divide? Dead wrong.
Well, look at how these guys walk like they're so tough. But meanwhile, any time a man fights them, they get laid on their ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they didn't have a mask over their face.
But I'll tell you, what these are is usually street rat. Meth head criminals or rich kids, because we've look at him beating up that woman. And so these are guys that are just the scum of the earth. I don't even know how to describe
what's
them.
What's really troubling about it is you've seen some local governments almost endorse it.
Oh, Portland, San Francisco.
Yeah, and that is, look, the police are supposed to be there to stop this kind of thing. And, you know, I like to consider myself a neutral observer of this, because I'm not about to go out there with shields and bats on either side of this, and I'm certainly not identifying with Antifa. But when I see this happen, whatever, you know, the way I used to see things like this is you'd see the police acting as a barrier so that the Nazis could.
But
march.
That's why they do it. It's done in Seattle. It's done in Portland. It's done in San Francisco. It's done in Austin. Because even in Austin, the police, to a certain extent, they stand down.
Yeah.
They're ordered to do it. And so you got 10-1 leftists beating up a prayer vigil. It's never even Nazis now. because most of the Nazis are Fed-run, and, you know, provocateur, the leader will be a Fed, the others are idiots. But you know, they'll have a prayer vigil. Usually it's like Hispanic and black Christians, you know, and a few white people standing up. And then here come people beating them up, calling them Nazis, and it's a prayer vigil. And it's just insane to see the cowardice exactly in these blue cities where they've got everything on their side, and then a bunch of wobbly, big-butted soy boys who came out of their World of Warcraft basements to act like tough guys. In Austin, they come out with guns and pointed them at Owen and said, "You're shaking, aren't you, boy?" and wouldn't let him into a park for an event.
Damn. Yeah, this is
our reporter by himself out there with people saying, "We're going to hurt you," and hitting him with clubs.
Right.
With guns.
And, you know, you can't just say, you know, what are you protecting if you're doing that? What is that? It just horrifies me. And what I'm worried about is, you know, I hear from a lot of conservatives that say, well, we're going to go armed. We're going to go ready to defend ourselves. We're going to go ready to protect ourselves. And it's hard to argue with that logic. And
but then they're going to get their Charlottesville event they want.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a horrible tragedy that happened there. And it's the natural result.
Well, the police stood down and then they herded the alt-right people. Most of them were just reporters covering the alt-right. They herded the very suspicious guys with all the Democrat backgrounds, dressed up like Nazis, into the Antifa, and then somebody got killed. We'll be right back with Mark Randazzo. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rumors spread around in that cake of town about the sack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Rondaz is here with us, a really smart guy. You guys are doing a podcast with us. We're about to set these big podcast studios launching on TV and radio. We've already got over 400 TV affiliates, over 80 cable stations just in 6 months. So a lot of exciting things happening.
Look, if I can get more people to believe in the neutral principle of the First Amendment, I'm happy to do it.
It's exciting.
You know, and neutral principles of the First Amendment, due process, and nonviolence. I mean, if you can... You convert one person to believe in those things, then I'm happy.
Let me ask you this question. Knowing how people work, being one of the top known trial lawyers out there for the First Amendment, and also one of the legal theorist guys that's quoted everywhere, looking at this fight with the left committing to be anti-free speech, looking at the left really becoming everything they claim they're opposing, and being financed by a lot of big corporations cold-bloodedly, who want to control this country because they don't want Trump doing populist things that are good for the people. And that's what he does. He's fired all the lobbyists, everything. It's just incredible how selfless it is. And I'm not somebody to grovel at somebody's feet. It's just true. And I've been persecuted for the truth as well. To sit there and see that, Mark, and disagree if you want to, obviously, at a gut level, how do you see this fight ending? I mean, it's up to all of us, but I just know we're in an epic struggle right now, and the left... because they've lost is like trying all these things that no one else does, because attacking women and children and old people gets you totally discredited or killed. And I'm not saying I'm going to kill you. I'm just saying the road they're going down is villainous, and I don't understand why they don't see it's hurting them.
Look, I got two predictions. I got an optimistic one and a pessimistic one. For a long time, the right is where the cold wind blew from. You know, the right didn't want communist speech, and First Amendment lawyers defended the communists, defended pornographers, and we defended people that the right and the religious wanted to shut down, unpopular religious views, what have you. Now that polarity has flipped, and I'm looking at this as such a great opportunity, because when I can talk to right-wing people, and they are all starting to dig down deep and hold on to that marketplace of ideas, that Oliver Wendell Holmesian view of a robust First Amendment, and I say, great, now stay put. And keeping them put there, because it's going to change. The wind is going to change, and then it's going to be from the other side again.
Well, I agree. Here's the problem.
I keep enough people staying put on that ground when then left-wing speech gets attacked again. Maybe we wind up one day, and I can look around at a crowd of people, and I got leftists and rightists, and I've got communists and fascists all sitting together saying, okay, we disagree on all this stuff, but we agree on freedom of expression. And that's the dream of America. That's the eagle's blood. You know, that's what this is.
That's what fuels the country.
That's what we are, man. I mean, look, if we are not the Constitution, America is not a country like any other. All right. We're not an ethnic state. We're not all related. I mean, I have nothing in common ethnically with a native Hawaiian or somebody who's...
But what we have is the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and the fact that just a little bit of that made us so successful, it shows the marketplace of ideas is king, and that people will, in a real free market, go with what's best. So anybody that thinks they're promoting what is the answer, you should support free speech because you're going to win.
Right. America is an idea. It is that idea. And, you know, if we lose that, then what are we? We're nothing. We really mean nothing.
Now, that's the positive view. I want to get to the negative. But
negative is much worse, okay? I see that it could go the other way because what we have is people increasingly, now I hear people on the right saying, let's treat the left the way they treat us. Let's beat them at their own game.
That's where I was trying to go and interrupted, because I see the right wing going, well, if you censored them for their speech, then you got to censor the other side, adopting it and becoming the police of it.
And that's what I'm worried about. You know, I'm really worried because it's a natural human reaction is, hey, you guys want to do it to us. We're sick of it. We're going to do it to you. And then you break the ideal down, and all we are is divided into tribes, and then tribes divide into violence, and next thing you know...
countries collapse.
Yeah, every civil war starts this way. And I'm not saying there's a civil war coming. I'm just saying even now we're in, like, a very cold civil war. And I hate seeing that. You know, I believe in what this country is supposed to stand for. And I want people to come around to say, you know, let's stick with that neutral principle.
And by the way, you're absolutely right. And there are outside corporate and international powers on record fomenting this. Communist China owns most of Hollywood now. They're fomenting all this race war crap, all this man against woman stuff that the weakest minds are buying into. And I don't know how I tell an average leftist. Antifa call themselves Mao Youth Brigades when they take their black off. They're really communist. I have video of it all over the country.
Mao.
And it's like, dude, Mao, they kill Buddhists. They put them in communist China is a nightmare for people. Why would you be endorsing that?
Yeah. I remember when I was in college, it was a group of Maoists. I said, what is wrong with you? I can see you being a Leninist. All right? I can see you believing in communism. Look, every philosophy has something in it worth learning from, even communism. But Maoism? What is wrong with you? Look, there's no Pol, you know, maybe a Pol Pot brigade would be a little more ridiculous, but...
Yeah, well, so, see, that's because you actually are an intellectual and actually know about Mao. I mean, it was the biggest failure. The Chinese say it was. He killed 80-plus million people. It's a total freaking nightmare. But they choose, like, the worst thing because it started on college campuses, and then they took over with young people bullying everyone else. So I'm telling you, this Antifa move is a Maoist attack, but they're all about deception. Oh, we're anti-fascist. No, they're Maoist.
So
I can take you to UT right now, or I can take you to Southwest Texas, any of the universities within 20 miles. And I'm telling you, they are. We've gone to their meetings. We've infiltrated them. They are Maoist. They actually pray to Mao Zedong.
I mean, it's just absurd. I mean, I can understand any kind, you know, the allure of some extreme philosophies. Yeah. It's always going to be alluring to some 15-year-old kid, 16-year-old kid, 19-year-old kid. I mean, that's when you're exploring different
ideas. Oh, my God. You're right.
Yeah, but Mao, I mean, that's, you know, Mao and child molestation are probably the two things that I'm like, there's no reason to experiment with those. So, look, my pessimistic view is we have people who just simply divide into tribes. We decide that as that wind changes, next thing you know, we use the tricks. The right uses the tricks that the left was using. The left uses the tricks the right was using. And then we have nobody left in the middle saying, let's defend this one principle. So what I'm finding so difficult to do, though, is to yell at people on the right and say, just stay where you are. If the left had done that, you know, back when they were defending communist speech, they were defending porn, they were the ones who were really, you know, allowing religious liberty, you know, getting rid of compelled speech. I mean, we owe the left so much when it comes to protection of freedom of expression.
But you can argue because they were only doing it to undermine the existing structure. Once they got in, they tried to block it.
Look, I don't care why they were doing it. I care what they did. And, you know, we owe, if you believe in the First Amendment, like, its heritage is leftist. But now I'm just shocked when I see people who, you know, 10 years ago, would have said something completely different. Now saying, well, maybe the First Amendment isn't such a great thing. Or maybe,
well, hell, they're saying they want to basically repeal it in the cases against me. Thank you so much. We'll have you on the broadcast more today. Mark Randazzo. Special guest coming up that launched the Walk Away movement. Coming up straight ahead. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, Brandon Strock is a gay hairdresser from New York and the founder of hashtag WalkAway, one of the top hashtags last 2 weeks, and a movement that called for walking away from the Democratic Party of violence, intolerance, divisiveness, and hatred. You've got state reps doing it. You've got Congress folks talking about it. You've got Alan Dershowitz talking about leaving the party until they stop acting like crazed maniacs. I mean, it's just crazy. So Brandon joins us. Again, hashtag walk away. You can see his Twitter there on screen. And he recently went into an electronics store, and they wouldn't sell him a microphone, saying that they thought he was, quote, alt-right. So this is a very, very dangerous precedent. We've seen Fox News reporters obviously run out of the Supreme Court building last night by angry crowds. We've seen the physical attacks, the calls for kidnapping and raping Barron by Hollywood stars. It's just a very vicious climate. Antifa beating people up all over the place. I mean, if the Republicans acted like this, I wouldn't even support the Republican Party. I was arrested twice by George W. Bush for asking questions at press conferences and thought that he was a horrible person, and I still do. So I'm a libertarian. But I like Trump because he's turning the country around. But enough from me. Brandon Strzok joins us at U.S. Minority, or Us Minority. And there's so much to talk about. He's in London, and I just appreciate his courage, because living in New York and doing what he does, particularly being, you know, a former Democrat, and you know, still, I would guess, a liberal, is what they're really afraid of. They really bully people. They really attack people that are free thinkers and aren't being inducted into this cult by successive approximation. So, Brandon, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Where should we start? I mean, start at the beginning and then just go through what's happened the last few weeks as your movement has become so huge. I think because it strikes on the nerve of many liberals I know, many progressives who now are abandoning the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, I was a lifelong Democrat. I was always a liberal. And I, after the election of Donald Trump, I saw a lot of things that really opened my eyes to how dishonest the media had been during his campaign, and how even more dishonest they were after his election. And that would have been bad enough on its own, I think, but as a gay man, I think where the line was really crossed for me was it became very, very clear that the media was using minorities by telling us, you know, putting out these stories that were designed to kind of terrify us and keep us in this, you know, they were selling fear. It was just fear mongering. And it took a little while to figure that out. And it took the help of some, you know, people that were close to me pointing that out to me. But once I saw it, it was one of those things that you can't ever unsee. And so I started trying to kind of speak out about this to other people from two different perspectives. One was, you know, people were running around literally hysterical saying, we have a Nazi in the White House. We have a Nazi in the White House. He's staffing his administration full of, you know, KKK. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I'm discovering that this actually isn't true. So I'm approaching people and saying, look, things aren't as bad as they seem. This thing that you're so upset about, this thing that you're so angry and worked up about, actually, it's kind of being made up by the media. But what I was met with was not people going, oh, thank goodness, you've showed me something that, you know, makes it so that I don't have to be so upset. They were upset with me for bringing them evidence that, you know, Trump's actually not such a horrible human being after all, and maybe we don't have a Nazi in the White House. I started to think, well, this is pretty peculiar. It's almost as though they just want to hate him. You know, it's, people don't want to be presented with evidence that shows that, you know, things aren't as bad as they seem. Well, the more people started turning on me and unfriending me, saying nasty things to me, dragging my reputation through the mud, I thought, you know, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm going to fight back. And I sat down and I wrote what I call kind of the definitive manifesto of everything that's wrong with liberalism and the Democrat Party. And the reason why they're involved is because all of these politicians that I had trusted for so long, who I thought actually cared about me, cared about my community, they went along with all of this. You know, I mean, every lie that the media put out, every false story or every omission, they were right there. Anytime there was a microphone in their hand to back it up and say, oh, yes, oh, yes, he's expected to sign an executive order taking all of your rights away this week. We're doing what we can to stop it. You know, they went right along with all the fear mongering. So I created this video and I created a movement, which is basically encouraging people to walk away from the Democrat Party, walk away from liberalism. I'm not telling anyone where to go. If they end up finding themselves on the right, like I have, great. I now am a registered Republican. And after a lot of research and, you know, really, really digging deep, I'm a Trump supporter now. And I can't wait to vote for him in 2020. But, you know, I'm not telling anyone where to go or what to believe or what to do. I'm saying open your eyes, do your own research, and at the very least, look at the toxic divisiveness, hostility, and now basically call, very close to, if not exactly, calling for violence on the left, and get away from it.
Well, exactly. But take Donald Trump, because there's obviously been some, you know, anti-gay, bigoted stuff that's gone on the Republican Party before, but that's gone away the last few decades. But Trump, with Peter Thiel, who got outed by the liberals because he wouldn't be their minion, and then he's out there, and you got Donald Trump saying, let's all be together and let's all be friends, which everybody should applaud. The media wouldn't even cover it. In fact, right. They said Trump's anti-LGBT at his convention, and just none. It's the lying, and that's why so many people, like Candace Owens, she had the feminist movement online stalking her, she confirmed, posing as right-wing males, harassing her, and she learned it was them using it to steer, because she was smart, good-looking, like you, to steer her under their control. It's a cult. And when you find out, wow, you're trying to program me to sit there and hate other people and be your slave, I mean, it from folks I've talked to like Candace, it makes you mad.
Oh, yeah, it makes me very angry. It makes me very angry, and when I became a liberal, I thought it was because, you know, I wanted to be around other people. You know, I had always heard, you know, everybody on the right is very racist. Everybody on the right is, you know, very small-minded and bigoted. You know, I believe these messages that I heard from the left. And whether it was ever true or not, at this point, it's safe to say we have very much overcorrected. And at this point, all of those things that I became a liberal to fight against, liberalism now is. You know, I mean, it's just a constant hostility towards white people. It's constant hostility towards men. There's this bizarre push to sort of demonize heteronormativity. And myself as a gay man, it's, you know, it's not even about gay rights anymore. It's now about adding all of these bizarre sub acronyms, you know, LGBTQIA. I don't know what gender fluid means. I don't know what two-spirit means. I don't know what gender non-binary is. But I'm told all the time now that as a gay man, I'm privileged. And that, you know, these other non-binary gender fluid people in my community are victims of oppression. And that I am a privileged white gay man, so I should shut my mouth and march along with what they tell me to do.
And then you learn the Tavistock Institute cooked it all up. It's mind control, and they're using America's openness and the fact that we are a very classically liberal society against us, and then bringing in authoritarianism as the answer to free people. And really, all it is classic fog of war confusion. But look, I can tell why they're scared of you. I mean, you're very articulate, and you've got a lot of charisma. And I think you should be very, very careful. I know you've already been threatened and stuff. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's not about victimology. I get threatened and attacked, too. But let me tell you, they're scared of you, because you are. You're a good-looking guy. You're articulate. You're telling the truth. We're about to go to break, but how much harassment have you dealt with?
Well, I've actually dealt with more harassment on a personal level than on a public level. The public level, I guess I don't really care about that much. I just sort of disregard those messages. But some really nasty stuff from people who have known me for a long, long time and should know better.
Exactly. So you've had family. You've had friends turn on you, walk away from you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If only they walked away. I mean, believe me, there were some choice words on the way out the door.
Well, Mark Randazzo didn't want to tell the story. He's a First Amendment lawyer here. What happened to him with his family? It's crazy. And he's like a liberal First Amendment lawyer. They're calling him, you know, I mean, it's crazy. Brandon, we'll be right back at Twitter.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
90% of Americans say saving for retirement is one of their most important financial obligations, and more than 80% admit that they could have saved more. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
Having debt, not earning enough, and unexpected expenses remain the biggest reasons why Americans don't save more for retirement. And when it comes to actually putting money away, they gave themselves an average grade of C+.
For more results, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
President Trump gives every indication by what he says and what he does and what he doesn't do that he's mean as a wolverine.
Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that the kids belong to their parents, or kids belong to their families, and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need camps.
persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
America's a prize, and a bunch of multinational corporations are using race war, culture war. It's in the WikiLeaks to turn us against each other. Doesn't mean there isn't racism or any of that stuff going on. It means that there are people exacerbating it. Let me tell you, Brandon Strzok of the walkaway movement that's just been out for 2 weeks, it's being demonized and attacked by the entire left. And let me tell you, I know when destiny happens, I know at a gut level when I've just heard the answer. So as soon as I get off air here and Paul Watson takes over 15 minutes from London, where our guest just so happens to be, I am going to get on the phone, the bat phone, and I never call the bat phone. Believe me, they're going to answer because I never call. When I call, it's always, you know, important. And get them on the phone with this gentleman because I know when I heard it that it was victory to unify America, to stop the Civil War. He wasn't going to announce it today, but he's going to go ahead and get into some of it. He won't get into behind-the-scenes stuff, but I know this has been brought to the president, but you can't do much to the White House because that's so controlled because the national security issues. You've got to do it through the campaign. So, Brandon, please lay out what you said and then also how they're attacking you and, you know, their ridiculous disinfo. Because when people walk away from the Democrats and in capitals across the country and in D.C. come together and hug each other left and right for a future of America and the Antifa shows up and there's only a half dozen of them, it is going to be Martin Luther King level, I have a dream stuff. I mean, I just know destiny when I hear it. So you're asking my advice. I think you should tell people your millennium level idea. I mean, it's like one of those ideas that you only hear a few times in a lifetime, and usually people ignore it. This is history. And that's why there's so please tell folks the idea you came up with.
Yeah, you got it, Alex. So, you know, a lot of what's coming out of the left right now is this narrative that my campaign is Russian bots, which is absolutely ridiculous. Of course, we have real people giving testimonials for the walkaway campaign. But it sort of sparked an idea in my mind, since there's going to be a lot of naysayers out there who are going to try to dismiss this campaign and what's happening with walkaway as bots and as not real. I thought to myself, you know, what we really need to do is I'm going to organize a walkaway march on Washington, a nationwide walkaway march. And what this is going to be is really unifying people from the left, unifying people from the right, bringing everybody together kind of on the same page. And listen, if you're not walking away from the Democrat Party, that's fine. But I think that at this point, people should at least be willing to say, I'm walking away from the hatefulness. I'm walking away from the divisiveness. I'm walking away from the violent rhetoric and the division. So this is what I want to do. I want to, in the fall, have an amazing demonstration organization nationwide where we do a nationwide march on Washington. I want it to be the biggest, most incredible, and most powerful march this nation has ever seen.
I totally agree. And like you said, you need the president to get involved. That will make it all happen quicker. But they're going to try to launch a summer of rage and civil war in their own words. So I think at least the first level of the march where, you know, in New York or D.C. or wherever you pick to, as a prototype, have the police out and everything, and just have it be a march of unity to support the First Amendment and progress for America. It doesn't mean you're walking away from the Democrats. It mean, and for some of the right wing, doesn't mean stuff, too. I'm not perfect. And because Mike Cernovich was on a few weeks ago, and he says, and he's a smart guy, he said he felt it. Just like a couple of years ago, he knew Trump would win, just like I did. He has this image of not attacking the left anymore, even when they attack us, but just trying to hug them, like Kanye West has been talking about. And, of course, there'll still be haters, but I agree. Checkmating these globalists, trying to make us all, these social engineers, fight with each other, and just having a march where we're all over here, and this is our side, liberal, conservative, whatever. We're going to hug. We're going to call for unity. We're going to call for not being violent. And then let the haters be over here, and I think it's going to be so clear that it's going to devastate them. But here's the deal. You think they're after you now. This idea, your leadership, why didn't I think of this? They are really going to come after you now, and I'm not just saying that. I know my gut level. So I asked you, I said, do you have a Kickstarter or GoFundMe? You go, yeah, we just set it up. I said, listen, even before he came on, I said, you know, I want to make a $10,000 donation. I'm going to have a lot of money, this fellow, because I can tell what he's doing really scares them and is really good. And then once I heard you say, yeah, what do I do? I need to talk to the president. I need to try to get some help. We need to help you right now. So you've just launched, you know, a funding operation to try to get some basic money for this. You need to be flooded, folks. And believe me, I know at a gut level what's going to work and what's not. So if people fund this, I couldn't see a better place for people to do it. So I'm pledging $10,000 that we'll donate right after the show to the account. I want it online. I want people to see that happen. So please make sure that happens. You've raised $26,000. You need to raise way more than $30,000 to launch something that is walking away from the globalists trying to cause a civil war. We have their own documents. This is beautiful. Walk away from the race war. Walk away from the sex war. Walk away from the globalist and Soros instituted civil war he's trying to fund. That's just beautiful. Please continue. How do folks go donate right now?
Well, there are two ways that people can donate. I've set up a GoFundMe and I've set up a Patreon account. Both of these things are accessible if they go to walkawaycampaign.com and click on sponsorship. The GoFundMe is great if you're somebody who's just able to make a one-time donation of any amount. We appreciate anything that you can do. The Patreon is a great option if you're somebody who's able to do, there you go, if you're somebody who's able to do a monthly sponsorship. What that means is you'll sign up once a month. They'll take something out of your account, whether it's $5, whether it's $1,000.
Say the address again.
Walkawaycampaign.com.
Now, let me add this right now. When you have a total win-win, you know it already. It's like, you know, you meet the woman you know is going to be your wife you have children with. It's guaranteed. Okay, I'm telling you, this is already one of the biggest things out there. They're already totally scared. This idea is pure genius. This guy's ready to carry it out. He's already been having victory from day one. My gut tells me, I know he's for real. And I'm telling you, we have a landslide here if this takes off, not just a win. We have a landslide 2018 securing the entire future. I'm getting chills right now. And just thank God that when we reached out, you said, oh, I'm already reaching out. I want your advice on this. This is perfect storm stuff, Brandon.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had a feeling that you would be somebody who would be very enthusiastic about this, and I feel exactly the same way you do. I mean, it was my idea, but I also thought to myself, this is something that really possibly not only has the potential to do a lot of healing, but possibly even preventing a civil war.
And you're just saying, just walk away. That means don't fight.
Walk away.
It means just don't be under this cult control. Oh, this is divinely inspired. I'm telling you, I know the zeitgeist when I'm close to it, and I am now in the center of it. Oh, ooh. We'll be right back with 5 more minutes with our guest, and Paul Watson's taking over, but this is history.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.